Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator. The following Nib Impressions column was written by Jim Thompson. This is Steve Roush, and I'll be reading this column for Jim. The title of this week's column is Quality Hypocrisy, and this is what Jim has to say about that. You will see it all the time, both corporately and individually. People and people representing corporations will demand very high quality for others, but will tolerate themselves or their organizations delivering low quality goods and services. This is hypocrisy, yet it is not as bad as things could get. Those who accept low-quality goods and services are nearly a lost cause when one tries to deliver high-quality goods and services. They just don't get it. Yet there is another poor angle as well that does not serve organizations adequately. It is the case where corporate or local management requires high standards for the space they occupy, but let everything else reek of neglect. I have seen this in a couple of instances in my career. Once I saw a group of chairs which had been delivered for a new conference room rejected because the stripe pattern in the seat backs did not quite match when you lined up all the chairs in a row, as if they would ever be lined up that way. Saw the same thing happen in another company many miles away, except in this case the issue was wood grain and the facing of four drawer file cabinets. In the first situation, at least the production facilities were kept to the same high standard. In the second situation, the production facilities were falling down, no matter where you turned. Not surprisingly, the first case was known for high-quality consumer products. The second manufacturer was known for making acceptable but not outstanding products. Qualities like safety, it cannot be compartmentalized. It must be baked into your standards, conduct, and processes. It is impossible to tolerate poor quality in your own behavior and surroundings and say to yourself you will produce the highest quality for your customers, be they internal or external customers. Paper manufacturers are very bad about producing mediocre quality products for their internal customers and saving the best for their external customers. Even worse are those who take the rejects from their external customers and immediately shipping them to their internal customers. Corrugated paperboard producers are notorious for this practice. Some will even direct ship the rejects from outside customers to inside customers. Saves on freight. Resolve, if you have not done so already, to personally be responsible for nothing but the best quality, whether it be on a personal level or on a corporate level. In the long run, solid high quality makes money, poor quality is a loser. One step further, if you are multinational, don't accept from anyone the old idea that some countries and cultures demand less in terms of quality than do others. Produce the same quality wherever you deliver your goods and services. You never know who is going to show up in what country and buy your products. If they have been doing so somewhere else, and suddenly in the place that allegedly accepts a lower quality, your reputation can be permanently damaged. For safety this week, an excellent quality effort is often the first step toward a great safety record. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nib Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. This is Steve Roush, and I'll be reading this Nip Impressions column for Jim. The title of this week's column is The Future of Quality. And here's what Jim has to say about that. If you've not heard of Industry 4.0, you will. In fact, later this month, Paparitalo Publications is launching a new newsletter on the subject as it pertains to the pulp and paper industry. We are calling it Industry 4.0, spelled I-N-D-U-S-T-R-E-E, 4.0. Industry 4.0 means more sensors, more data collection, and more data analysis in real time. It will mean higher quality products made at lower costs, for upper and lower control limits will be able to be set even closer to the desired outcome for many attributes. It will also mean the end of the ubiquitous quality control labs in mills. For if one can tightly connect early process variables to end product attributes, the lab becomes redundant. The lab has always been an after-the-fact quality control device, resulting in product losses. That is, if the mill is honest and rejects that which is out of the specification, or a place to create fictitious reports on quality attributes in mills operated by dishonest managers. With better understanding, collection, and archiving of data, mills will no longer be playing catch-up on quality. They will only make acceptable quality products. Except those mills that have been compromising on maintenance or not keeping up with the latest developments in unit process equipment will be exposed and be in trouble. As long as a human has stood between the product and the quality report sent to the customer, there has always been an opportunity for chicanery. By and large, this opportunity at fraud will be eliminated by Industry 4.0. I see another development coming as well. This has been a long time coming and strongly resisted by the mills, but as soon as this barrier is broken by one mill, competitors will be forced to do the same thing. This barrier, quote-unquote, is exposing one's data in real time to one's customers. In other words, letting the customer watch their order being made in real time. This will happen in either one of two ways. The first is that a mill or a company with a fleet of mills will volunteer this data in order to gain a competitive advantage. The other way is a large customer demands this happen so they can control what they are buying. Who is a big enough customer? Likely not a collection of box plants, for example. Rather, the box plant's customers will do this. I predict that Amazon, P&G, or other large box consumers could push this requirement down through the system. Why would they do this? To ensure that they are receiving exactly what they want to buy. It could also become a selling point with their retail customers. And Amazon could say, for example, the boxes we use are X percent recycled fiber, and we have the data to prove it, all the way back to the entry point of the containerboard mill. And so, with Industry 4.0, the quality cat is out of the bag. We have entered the era when data collection is cheap and ubiquitous. This necessarily means it is going to be transparent, whether we like it or not. It is like the telephone. Back when the world was landlines, it was difficult to determine who called who and when. Today, with cell phones, the same data, now cheap and ubiquitous, is often used in legal proceedings. More data will lead to better safety as well. How many people have we lost in the last decade to explosive gases in tanks? data collection should end this danger before it gets out of hand. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com.
The following NIP Impressions column was written by Jim Thompson. My name is Steve Rausch, and I'll be reading this column for Jim. The title of this week's column is Quality in Plastic Contamination, and here's what Jim has to say about that. He says, all of a sudden, plastic contamination is in the news. Restaurants in our area, for instance, have started posting signs concerning plastic straws with the claim that the world uses 500 million plastic straws per day. I find this number a bit incredulous, for it means that 1 in 16 of us, including newborn infants, use a plastic straw each day. There has also been a video on LinkedIn of a woman paddling up to a pile of plastic near the water's edge somewhere. It looks awful, but the video fails to comment on her being on a plastic surfboard, an item that used to be made of wood. I am, by the way, in favor of getting rid of as much plastic as we can. Paperboard milk cartons and paper grocery sacks, anyone? But what does all of this have to do with Quality Month at Paparitalo Publications? Just this. China has recently implemented stringent laws on the importation of recycled paper laden with contaminants. If recycled paper is a component in your process, you have been enjoying reduced prices for months due to the Chinese ban. Of course, at the same time, the Chinese paper companies have been starving for fiber, for U.S. waste paper has been a long-term source of supply for them. So, how to raise the quality of waste paper to meet the Chinese requirements? At least one Chinese paper company, Nine Dragons, operating in the U.S. as ND Paper, is showing the way. As reporting on NIP Impressions on the 9th of October of this year, ND Paper has announced capital improvement projects at their recently acquired mills in Wisconsin and Maine. They have also purchased the de-inked recycled pulp mill in West Virginia and the Old Town Mill in Maine. In Maine, ND will invest in a recycled pulp facility, adding 1,200 air-dried metric tons a day of manufacturing capacity to the facility in Rumford. In Wisconsin, ND will also invest in a recycled pulp facility, adding 1,900 air-dried metric tons a day of manufacturing capacity there. I suspect some of this may be used on site and not dried before consumption. ND Paper has found a way to improve the quality of recycled fiber imported to China, leave the plastic and other deleterious materials at their source. Recycling brown fiber for market pulp is a new idea, at least when done to the scale ND Paper is anticipating. Is this different than any other quality projects in our mills? In a fundamental way, the answer is no. Our customers expect our products to be without contamination. In fact, this is so obvious, it often goes without saying. The Chinese regulations have just moved this quality requirement further upstream. What will this quality requirement do to the recycled stream? It is hard to say. For decades, we have accepted that recycled fiber reaches our mills with a certain amount of contamination and is the responsibility of the mill to remove it. What if ND Paper and others find a way to economically remove the contamination and sell recycled air-dried pulp to everyone, local or distant? This would be an upset to the conventional infrastructure, obsolescing some, creating some opportunities in other places. It turns out, for the moment at least, that the Chinese government has created a regulation that instills a new level of quality in the recycled fiber their country is willing to accept. What this means for the rest of us is going to be an interesting development. For safety this week, Market Pulp will change the safety dynamics in the entry end of the recycled paper mills. I can't think of all the changes this will mean, but it will change what is safe, what is not safe. Process changes always do this. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Save the date. The Pulp and Paper Industry Reliability and Maintenance Conference, sponsored by IDCON and Andritz, will be held March the 19th through the 22nd in Raleigh, North Carolina. Gain valuable knowledge and skill in reliability and maintenance best practices at the How-To Conference. Sign up early and save. For more information, email r.kent@idcon.com. That's r.kent@idcon.com. Or visit us at pprm.net. Space is limited, so don't delay. Sign up today.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. And the title of the column is Internal Quality. And here's what Jim has to say about internal quality. Are you one of those people who needs to clean house when company is coming over? Do you understand what that says about respect, or the lack thereof, for the people you live with every day? Since this is not a domestic advice column, we'll rapidly move to a link with the business industrial world. Some people, and I suspect they're often the same people I described above, think doing a quality job is relevant only to their outside customers and clients. Wrong. In fact, one could not be more wrong than this. Practicing internal quality principles really saves money. Practicing internal quality principles really saves money. Practicing quality externally saves and wins customers. Internally, two things go wrong when we fail to hold to the highest quality standards. First, poor internal quality can lead to mistakes in orders, mistakes in communications, doing things over. Time is wasted, schedules are blown, and raw materials are wasted too. Secondly, poor quality is infectious, more infectious than the flu. It goes like this. If Susie can do sloppy work, so can I. Worse than this, there is no standard for sloppy work, so it gets worse and worse. It also affects morale. If you work in a disorganized, sloppy area, and these days this is not only physical, it reaches to your digital world, you're going to think little of your company, your fellow employees, and your general work environment. So internal quality begins with housekeeping, and these days that means housekeeping on your computer as well as everywhere else. Write clear and complete emails. Give files clear and simple names. Store files where you are told to store them. Be professional on the telephone. Voice, especially voicemail, slow down, speak clearly, text, and so forth. Come to work dressed for work, whatever that standard is in your place of work, and if you think it is too low, gradually move yourself up the scale. Others will eventually notice and copy you. Do tasks completely by the date you promised they would be done. My personal Achilles heel in this area is handwriting. This, even though in my office is a framed certificate titled Highland County Award in Handwriting, with my name on it and dated April 22, 1963, a date that was obviously my apex in the handwriting world, so I avoid handwriting as much as possible. You may have an Achilles heel, too. Resolve to fix it or work around it in a way that does not affect your productivity. And, of course, all month we have been stressing quality in everything you do in safety and emergency responses. These are definitely internal issues, most of the time, and need to be kept at the highest standard possible. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017 Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow, who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com. The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. Jim entitled this column, Quality, the First Frontier. And here's what Jim has to say about that. For those of us in the trade publishing business, this is an extremely busy time of the year. We prepare our media kits, we pull out our lists of likely advertisers, and we make phone calls in anticipation of new advertising budgets being approved in the fourth quarter for implementation next year. It is an all-hands-on-deck event, and yours truly as one of the team members is not exempt and is up to his eyeballs attempting to keep up with the others in our company who do this all year long. It just so happens this year that Quality Month on our editorial calendar is not quite over as we ramp up the phone calls, giving me one last shot at helping improve your quality going forward. Granted, we are just humble purveyors of advertising, and perhaps you have a way for your prospects and customers to reach you other than your phone system. At least I hope so. But I have to tell you, the door open to us, that is, your phone system, leaves me with the near universal perception that your quality sucks. I tried to think of a more professional word, and Lord knows I tried, but sucks is the only one that conveys the feeling. This is the first place you make an impression, folks. I have to tell you, if I were buying instead of selling, in many of these cases I would hang up and look for another supplier based on phone system angst alone. Sadly, mills have the same problems as suppliers when it comes to phone systems. Endless menus, vague instructions, and frequent dead ends are the rule, not the exception, with both mills and industry suppliers. It seems like every phone system starts with the obligatory message, "Please listen carefully, for our options have recently changed." I can tell you I am hearing this on phone systems that I have been calling for 10 years. Jeff Bezos of Amazon fame has this figured out. In the busy holiday season, he will call together those in his organization who handle customer service and ask them how it is going. They, of course, say, "Great, boss." Well, at least they used to, until he said, "Let's see," and immediately called their own customer service number on a speakerphone right then and there. People got fired. Newly promoted people made changes pronto. You can fix this, too, if you want. Do what Jeff Bezos did. Call the parties in charge into your conference room and then call your own phone number. Ask if the experience you have here is how you want your company or facility perceived to the outside world. Then fix it, for I am almost certain it is broken. This may be all you need to do to meet your sales budget for next year. You have no idea how many prospects hang up in frustration. In this age of email, text, and so forth, people still make many phone calls. Yet most places I call obviously treat the phone system as if it were the Pony Express. One prospect I called last week made it impossible to leave him a voicemail because the system said his voicemail box was full. I looked back through our CRM, Customer Relationship Management Software, to 2015 and found every call that had been made to this character ended with the voicemail box is full message. Obviously, his boss has another way of reaching him. It doesn't have to be this way. One place I called last week provided the following experience. The marketing director answered the phone on the first ring. Wow, I was so excited. After a pleasant conversation, he offered, "I would like to finish this call by transferring you to Susie," not her real name. "Susie will make sure we have your contact information correct and that you have mine correct." I almost fell out of my chair, but indeed, that is exactly what happened. Don't think I won't knock myself out for this company if we should be favored with some business. The old adage is true. Treat others as you would want to be treated. For safety this week, communication systems are absolutely vital in an emergency. Test your phone system, your speed dial to the hospital, and other services, your radio system, and so forth, often and vigorously. Having these systems up to par may make a life or death difference. Be safe, and we will talk next week. And since it is advertising sales season, let me offer a few more comments, please. If you read our publications, you likely will fall into one of two categories. Either you work in a mill or you work for a supplier. We have been publishing for over a decade and are here to stay, but we can't operate on chopped liver. It takes the real green stuff to make all this work without a paywall. So if you are in a mill and like what you see here, please tell your suppliers what you like to read and who you would like to see them support with their advertising budgets. If you are a supplier, please be aware, we know, we are first in news, we think. We have the largest audience in the pulp and paper industry worldwide, and we know we have the lowest advertising costs. Give me a chance to prove it. Call me on my cell phone, 404-822-3412, or email me at jthompson@taii.com. My voicemail box is not full. I look forward to hearing from you. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.